So welcome to our very last class of Expectations 2020 and 2021. It's been quite a ride. It's been quite a year, hasn't it? And I'm so proud of all of you for sticking it out and being here today. I'm excited about our time together. This, I believe, is our 17th session that we've met. And today we're going to actually do some hardcore application. I hope you felt like this whole year has been a year of application about the principles around expectations. But today, you know, I'm letting you do most of the work. I've done my work now, and I can just sit down with all of you here in a few minutes, and I can just really process with the Lord. And I feel like that's such a gift to us, and I hope that you'll view it the same way. But, you know, as we've reflected, I think a lot of us are doing reflecting on this last year for a lot of reasons, not just because of expectations. But as you reflect back on this year, I hope that you'll see the change that God has brought about in your heart and in your mind, and actually see some changes being lived out in your day-to-day. Because that's kind of how we ended our expectation series last week, is that parable from Luke 13 about the vine dresser, which is the Father, who works on his garden. And we're his gardener, aren't we? And that he applies the formula for transformation, which is grace plus truth plus time. And today we're going to give him some time to do that, to speak the truth in love to us, and to be that trustworthy, safe place that we can go to experience that transformation. And so, you know, the Bible tells us in Romans 12, 2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's what we're doing. We are seeking to, we've been doing it all year. We do it every year. But this year, we really have been focusing in on our mindsets, our deepest convictions. And we looked at the tension that we hold, that we all hold. There's no shame in it. It's just the reality of being a human being in a fallen world, is that we as believers who really long to walk with the Lord and to live in his ways, that we hold these expectations that are biblical. And yet, when we really take a close look at what we truly believe and what is the fruit of our lives that we can tell by our actions and our words, that we've got some expectations that are in tension with the actual biblical truth that part of us believes. We really do believe that God's plans are good. And yet, we have these objections inside, and we have these other messages inside that we've picked up along the way, either because our circumstances don't prove that out, or because of things that have happened in our past, or just all kinds of reasons. We hold those things in tension. And so the work that we have before us for the rest of our lives as believers is to be aware of that and to be okay with that and just know God's okay with that. He knows that. That's the reason he gave us the charge to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's a constant for us. And hopefully you feel like you've gotten some pretty good training at that this year. And so today what we're going to do is I've tried to sort of gather some of the key applications. What I'm going to ask you to do is to, the very first thing on your yellow page is going to ask you to list any unmet expectations that you are struggling with. Just go ahead and write them all out. Get them all up and out, as many as you need to. And then what I'd like for you to do then is to just to be quiet, be still, and to ask the Holy Spirit to either show you which one is the loudest or the heaviest, the one that needs the most attention, or maybe just something that he points out to you that he would like for you to deal with. So you're going to write them all out, your unmet expectations. You're going to choose one to work on. And then we're going to attempt to rise above that unmet expectation today as we work through each step on that yellow page. So what I'd like to ask you to do is, once you choose that, to just start applying the principles in the next section, and then the next section, and then the next section. It's a fairly lengthy process. We've got 50 minutes. And so you've got, I think, plenty of time to go through the entire worksheet. You may really take off on one section. You may really be getting a lot out of it. Don't let the time, don't let that hinder you from just getting all that you can get from a section that's really doing it for you. At the same time, don't get stuck on one thing. I mean, if you can't, let's say it's number four. You know, if you get on number four and you're not getting anything and you try again and you're still not getting anything, go to number five. It's okay. You know, you'll have time to debrief in your small group afterward. So, what I feel like this will do is give you a chance to really practice kind of what I hope that we'll for a lifetime be able to do with our expectations that are unmet. I've given you those extra copies, as I said before the mic was turned on. You've got extra copies that basically you can take your entire list of unmet expectations, and over the break, you can do the same work on all of them. And you may come to a point, we've been talking about horizontal relationships. I'm going to just tell you, you probably got some forgiving to do. One of the most fruitful prayers I pray is, Lord, who do I need to forgive? There's rarely a time he doesn't show me somebody. There's just about always somebody. So you may, at some point in this, there's a prompt on your paper. The yellow paper has a prompt to use that sheet if necessary. I'm just telling you, it's there for you. It's a prayer. What you've gotten on the previous blue pages is a lot of information about what forgiveness is, what it isn't, what leads to it, you know, et cetera. What are the consequences of it? This is actually a application prayer tool for you. And as I said, our objective is transformation. Is that I really do believe that, I mean, anytime, you know, not just this 50 minutes, but anytime that you sit down with the Lord, that if you will open your heart and mind to him, open your ears to let the Spirit apply his word to your heart, transformation will happen. You will be different at the end of this time. No matter if you get a, quote, breakthrough or not, you will be. And I wanted to give you a little idea about our schedule. Let's see how close we are to being on time. Let's see, 10. We're about 5 minutes running behind, but okay, let's say, so what we're going to do is I've got a playlist that goes along with the material you'll be working through. If that is uber distracting to you, we're not going to turn it up full blast, but if that is distracting to you, feel free to go into the dining room. Just please be really quiet so if others come in, you know, they can work quietly too. Be back here at 11:10, and we will have a closing song, and then we'll break into our groups after that. So does that sound good? Set your timer for 11:10 if you leave the room, and we'll just go ahead and start that playlist. And the other suggestion I would have for you is, if you're doing this at home, I think the playlist is very helpful. I mean, if you can't get in touch with what you need to work on, maybe take a few minutes to just focus on worship, and that, I think, will facilitate. So that's why I'm offering both. I may sing the whole time. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm just going to ask the Lord. So, okay, with that, I'm going to stop talking, and let me just commit this time to Jesus. Lord, we just ask you now to come, Holy Spirit, and to be the Spirit of wisdom and insight and revelation. Lord, we thank you that you're Jehovah Rapha, our healer, and that, Lord, you're the Spirit of truth, and, Lord, you're our Father, and you are the truth. And so, Father, I pray that you would do your work in us this morning, and I pray, Father, that you would just cause us to be open before you and ready recipients of what you want to do. In Jesus' name, amen.